Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Asking is for a little respect. Hey, baby.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. White Brian, seriously, so I had the stream up during the commercial breaks. The boys often put something kind of funny in there. At some point, we got to retire Fat Tana Moss. Jeff's looking good, dog.
Yeah, I might have to.
All I got to do is just take the Fat Tana Moss, make him a little slimmer, and put a clown nose on him because that's the colors he like to match up to get dressed.
So that was the other thing I wanted to discuss. So Jeff just asked, you should follow B. Mitchell Finley on Instagram. We try to post a reel every day. Unless the boys ask me when I've already left the office and I say yes, and then I generally forget.
That's just naturally what you do.
I'm a forgetful fella, Brian. I've done a lot of damage to my brain over the years. Jeff just asked me, you guys got any ideas for an Instagram reel? And I'm like, let me think about it. I was like, we could do baseball predictions, but that wasn't that well received, which is fine. We're not the biggest baseball show, even when the Nats are good, let alone after this season. So I got a different one. Why don't we just put Jeff's outfit? Let Jeff do some sex aerobics, put it on Instagram reel, and let people react. Jeff is wearing a white shirt with black sweats, entirely reasonable. Then bright red-ass socks.
The red socks did not come.
With green shoes.
They don't go.
With green shoes. And Jeff's like, yo, this looks good.
They're teal shoes.
That's a version of green.
Yeah, are those the shoes I gave you?
Yeah, they're my running shoes.
I gave you those shoes because I thought they're butt-ass ugly.
But JP, you have the fashion sense. Old white guy.
Right. I'm an old white guy. That's fine. That's why I knew. These aren't for me. Jeff, you can have them.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, but teal gold with red socks, that goes.
No,
it don't.
You can find people on the internet with teal outfits with red shoes.
Jeff, you can find two girls, one cup on the internet. Doesn't make it right.
Two girls, one cup is crazy.
Shout out to Jim D on the stream said, just followed B. Mitch and Finley on Instagram. Like you said, follow us.
Appreciate you, bro.
Landfill, how do we feel about just putting Jeff's terrible outfit? Jeff, if you said, yo, I'm
I just
came to work. I'm not trying to get dressed up. That would have been reasonable. Instead, bro, you have this bad pivot.
I was working out and I got on running shoes with red socks.
That's fine. Yo, I came from the gym. That's fine. Instead, you have this pivot at times where you feel threatened or made fun of. You're like, nah, man, this is dope.
No,
it was gym clothes. All good.
Bro, I have on teal green shoes with red socks. And when I had my shorts on, they're black shorts. That's okay. That's not an outrageous color combination.
I don't know. Them red socks not working.
Jeff Walker, start the shortstop.
I know when I work out every day, I dress accordingly.
Well, B, you put on cologne to come to the radio studio. You are
because I might meet a lady or somebody talking to me, or might meet somebody. I don't want nobody to ever say I talked to Brian Mitch and he smelled like butt.
I look forward to days where I don't have to dress up to come in here. Tuesday, today, I got no TV, I got no practice, nothing. I wore a hoodie. I'm good.
I'm not dressed.
You generally, at all times, could walk onto a golf course or into a dinner.
Yeah. Because my two sisters basically made me be like that.
And I think that's terrific.
They used to be, look, bruh, they told me manicure, pedicure, don't have crusty feet, Somebody, you rub your feet up on a woman, you might be shorted that night. Might not go where you want to go. It smell good. So I listen to my sisters.
I think that's terrific. I think I'm probably in football season, like three quarters of the time, pretty presentable. Non-football season, maybe it's about two thirds of the time, pretty presentable. But I don't know. Jeff, you're wearing gym clothes. You don't have to defend yourself, but just don't pretend. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not pretending. Teal and red goes together, bro.
It's just one of the hottest takes I've ever heard.
I'm going to pull up some outfits.
Okay. Brian Mitchell.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Gotcha.
What the hell is going on with the Ravens?
The Ravens are a team who, you know, when you're playing a game and you are the better team, and you just mess around, and then all of a sudden, you got 2 minutes left in the game, and you're down a touchdown, and you can't get it figured out. I think that's how the Ravens' season is going right now. They came into this season.
They've had those games. Remember last year they lost to the Raiders
at home? They came into this season with a lot of promise. And I think they are pressing to be even better. Instead of just going with – now, their defense is not good. No. But their offense is going the other direction now because I think Derrick Henry now has the fumbling thing in his head more than he does just run the damn football. Okay? If you worry about fumbling when you're about to get hit, put two hands on it. All right? But he didn't run the last game like he runs normally. And then once Lamar gets a little nicked up, that team loses a lot. You know, you're talking about how Jaden is much more explosive. Hell, Lamar can win a game. He can go out there just run around by himself and win a damn football game. But when they can't score a touchdown and their defense give up a touchdown, then they get a field goal and their defense give up a touchdown, the pressure's on them, man. And right now you find out, I don't care how good y'all pressure burst pipes.
You still buy the Ravens. They are 1-3.
They are historically a very good team, and they figure things out. So yes, I buy them, but they can't keep slipping. They flip another week or two, they might be in trouble.
Ravens are 1-3. Their only wins over the Browns. They get Houston at home this week, then the Rams at home, then a bye week.
They get Houston and the Rams, they may have problems because their defense can't stop people.
Houston just got their first win of the season. The Rams have looked pretty good. Having two straight at home might help. Maybe an early bye helps, especially as they're dealing with a lot of injuries.
I like John. I know John could get him figured out, but maybe their defense is not what they thought it was. You know, I know Zach is getting all the blame now, but hell, Zach don't tell people missed tackles.
Right. Get blown off the ball.
You know what I'm saying? I remember that kid when he was a little young.
It's Terry's son, right?
It's Terry Orr's son.
White Brian, see if you give me odds just on Ravens to make the playoffs. I'm curious where Vegas has it. How do you feel about your Chiefs?
I told everyone, don't count them out. Listen, man, we all talk about you got to have a quarterback. And we could sit up here and we could try to crown every quarterback every year. But number 15, he's always up there in the top five.
Statistically, he's marched back a little the last couple years.
I'm not worried about statistically. I'm talking about when the football game is on the line and you give him the ball, he is going to go down the field on you. And in that game against the Ravens, he got one of his receivers back. When Rice comes back on top of Worthy, now they got two guys with speed.
Thornton's still making plays.
People may have a problem at that point.
-375 for the Ravens.
To make the playoffs?
Yep.
Damn, well, still?
If you bet no, what are you getting? +250 or something?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I don't know what they are to not make the playoffs. But
find that out, because at a certain point, that becomes pretty damn juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs-Jags is the Monday night game this coming week. That could be a good game. It's in Jacksonville. Brian Mitchell, guess the line, Kansas City at Jacksonville Monday night. 2-2 Chiefs, 3-1 Jags.
2-2 Chiefs, 3-1 Jags. Where are you playing at?
Jacksonville.
Still go with Chiefs.
3.5-point favorite.
Chiefs are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking at...
The thing about them is when they were starting off early, they would just outscore everybody. Their defense wasn't good, but they outscore everybody. Their defense keep them in games now. And if you got a guy like Pat who could close a game out and Chris Jones can go and get after your quarterback, you got a chance.
If you want to bet the Ravens won't make the playoffs, you get plus 285. It's kind of juicy. Three teams left at 0-4. The Jets.
Titans.
The Jets, the Titans, and the Saints.
Okay.
Who's the worst?
Saints. Maybe the Titans.
You know what you just did? You know the Alonzo Mourning meme where he's shaking his head and then he starts to nod? That's what you just did debating those two teams.
I'm serious, but it's like, dude, it's over 13 to 20 guys on this text thread. Daily, these guys that grew up as Saints fans talk about how horrible they are. I'm looking at the Titans. They did draft a quarterback, Ward.
Young guy.
We didn't think that team was great going into this season. So I can understand why they're losing. But the Saints have like 3-4 quarterbacks, and none of them are good.
I think, obviously, if you're a fan of an 0-4 team, you're in a rough spot. I think if you're a Titans fan, there's a glimmer of hope if you buy into Cam Ward.
Yeah. See, I don't know what the
hope is for the Saints.
I grew up in the era when – it got so bad in New Orleans where people wore bags on their heads.
Right.
Called themselves the Aints.
Right.
I can see that coming back.
So, I'll tip my hat to them. They're consistent. Both the Saints and the Titans are 0-2 at home and 0-2 on the road. Who do you think has the worst point differential between those two? Well, hold on, real quick. Do we both agree the Jets seem a cut above that?
They seem a little better than that, yeah.
They're still not good.
You saw the Jets. We thought they had won that game when they blocked the field goal and A.G. ran down the sideline. But they end up losing. But that's what bad teams do.
Who do you think has the worst point differential, the Titans or the Saints?
Probably the Titans.
The Saints are minus 55 through four games.
Okay, Titans.
Minus 69.
See,
Jeff likes that minus 69.
I told you before, if I was in your class, I'd pass all your tests. Because when I say how horrible the Saints was, then you ask me that question, I automatically know it's going to be the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't trying to set up a surprise.
I'm saying, normally you just go that way a lot of times.
I go that way. I don't know. What those are bad teams, dude. That's going to be a long year. Good luck. I think.
Had a fun trip down there last year, though.
I think the Titans are in better shape. Because maybe you've got the right quarterback. I'm not sure their coach makes it through the season. The Saints just hired Kellen Moore. He's going to at least get to see this thing through.
We hope.
The Jets, I have a more pointed question for you.
Salah.
Can you win games with Justin Fields?
Yes. But it's going to be very – you can't have mistakes on the defensive side, which puts pressure on him. If you can go into a game where he could use his athleticism and occasionally let him throw the ball around, you can win games. But your defense has to be stellar. Because he had a touchdown run the other day, dog. I was
last
like,
night. It was unbelievable.
What in the hell just happened? That dude, he's fast. But I don't know what happened to him, his passing skills from.
He's now. Can you win with him? Maybe. Can you win because of him? No.
Probably not.
We're 5 years into this career. I mean, he's over 50 starts. You know what I mean? Like, there's a body of work here. He seems like just a great dude. He's an incredible playmaker.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a starting quarterback.
You got to build an offense that matches his skills.
But I guess my question to that is, does that offense exist, and can he operate even within that? They're 5 years into this.
It exists. But, you know, most people that got him are trying to make him do what they want him to do instead of saying, we know what you can do, because they all scouting him.
Even if
and
you
build
wanna,
that.
Even if you want to dismiss the Bears era, because the Bears are just, at least then, maybe they're fixed. I'm not so sure. But at least then, they were broken.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin is a coach we both respect.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.